right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be here with you once again on the TNT News Hour, trusted news trader. You know, it's been an interesting week. We've had a lot going on, and I haven't at all been able to prepare for today's show. In fact, I don't even know what to tell you people out there, honestly. I have been so busy. And it's been so crazy around here, good crazy, that I just haven't put anything together. Heck, you know, I'll tell you, I feel so darn good, I don't even want to gripe. And that's what I love to do. But today you might not hear a lot of griping from me, only because I'm so darn happy. It's been a beautiful, beautiful start to this June month. And we're just rolling along, having a great time. If many of you are wondering, we have increased our archive fees. We've increased the archiving fees a little bit to cover costs, but we did send out a newsletter to that effect. So if you're wondering or didn't get the newsletter, sign up so that you get the newsletters from now on. But it did give a coupon code. So some of you out there that wanted to use a coupon code or have a discount on these new prices, it's 30% off. And if you want to take advantage of that coupon code, give me a call when I'm off the air, and we'll take care of you. Now, we have a new BBS Friends newsletter that's out, and if you want to have a look at it, it kind of mentions some of the new programs we have out there and highlights some of the new situations and whatnot, and it's a real smorgasbord of information. So head on over to bbsfriends.com. And check it out. You know, there has been a lot of activity lately throughout the world, a lot of weather-related activity. I don't know if it's really natural occurrences. I think some of these earthquakes have been manufactured. It's interesting because I believe that some of the energy waves and color waves that they saw before these earthquakes kind of show that I believe that it's been, these things have been triggered from some form of an orbital, station or some form of, off-world technology government technology that's creating these earthquakes. I truly believe that they are part of the problem. It's unfortunate, but you've got tens of thousands of people dying from these situations. What makes it so interesting is the areas that this is occurring. So keep an eye on that. People are starting to portend that there's going to be weather wars. Weather wars. Yeah, you know, I can't put it past them. If these monkeys have the technology, they're going to use it. Bottom line. And do they have the technology? Yes. Are they using it? Well, again, you put a toy in a monkey's hand, he's liable to play with it. So they're playing with it, I think, and I think they're causing a lot of turmoil. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because a lot of good people are dying. Now, the weather is changing up a little bit, but I think that's only natural. I think we're in one of those cycles, and then the weather patterns will change up a bit throughout the entire solar system, to be quite honest. We see planetary change going on all the planets. They're all lining up. They're all changing up, and it seems to be not just a planetary situation. It seems to be occurring to all the planets throughout the solar system. And there's some scientists and people that have been talking about that. What does it all mean? Well, I think we're in a time where we have an evolutionary spike. And it's created through much of the energy that is coming our way. Photonic energy, I guess, or light energy. More of it, changing things up. I think it's changing people at a cellular and chromosomal level. Now, I'm no scientist. I'm not a doctor. I really don't have all that much wherewithal when it comes to these sorts of things. I got to take it on what I read and what I hear, and I'm sure many of you out there are in the same predicament. So it's really, you don't really know, but you're kind of guessing and it feels right, and that's where I'm at. I think people, you know, I hear a lot more people are being contacted. I hear they're being contacted either mentally or some of them semi-physically. In other words, people are starting to have more encounters with the off-worlders. They're starting to have more interesting things happen to them. I'm getting a lot of that from people. People are constantly phoning up saying, you know, gee, I'm experiencing this, or can I talk about this, or I've seen this UFO or that UFO or this alien, that alien. I'll tell you, I would have to say from my perspective, it's pretty extreme. What does that all mean for the near future? I hope only good things. You know, People say, well, these off-worlders are bad, and some people say they're good, and some people say, well, they're bad and good. I tend to believe the latter. They're bad and good. But I often wonder that if a civilization, let's take an off-world civilization, and let's say they're mechanized, modernized, and they have now increase their technology and advanced way beyond us. Well, why then, if we realize that there are beings that work with light, light ships, light bodies, instant movement abilities through time and space, why then would these off-worlders that have these abilities choose to use metals, base metals, different forms of designs to create technologies, physical technologies, when they really don't need to if they're that spiritual? Because my understanding is the higher you go up in vibration, the more light technologies you can use. The more ability you have to bend light and do with it as you will. Now, that leaves kind of a funky taste in my mind, because that would mean that technologically advanced civilizations that are so superior in technology, and superior than we are in our technologies, then why haven't they made that jump to light technologies? You see, so let's say they spent 100,000 years getting to where they are now. Why haven't they made that leap? And if they haven't made that leap, it makes me wonder. So, I mean, I don't know. A lot of these off-worlders have a lot of technology, and they're still quite secretive about it. So I really don't know what's going to transpire, whether there's a big game afoot or whether a lot of these off-worlders have our best intentions at heart or not, but it seems that we're still not getting the full scoop. So I'm looking forward to how this all pans out, especially in Mexico and Brazil and the Netherlands and even in parts of Canada and parts of the UK and some spots here in the US. Things are starting to heat up a bit, so it's going to be interesting, and I don't think we have long to wait. We did an interview with a fella who's he believes he's going to be a contactee. In the near future, he's working his way into becoming a contactee, Phil Kaseski, and we did a fabulous interview with him on the Don and Wynn show. So if you missed that, go to the archives and pick it up. I think you'll enjoy it. He's going to have a lot more to report here soon. We're going to be putting out videos that he has captured these UFOs, flying craft, dancing around, literally at whim. Capturing these movements and even telling them how to move, and then they would respond. And that was all caught on video. So we're going to hopefully be bringing that to you pretty soon. It might be profound. I haven't seen it yet, but I have heard. So stay tuned for that. We've got a few new shows, too. You know, we're doing live video simulcasting. Separate feeds are going now on our homepage when a few of the radio programs out there decide to do live video productions. We're going to open that up here wide open. We're just feeling our way through it. We're just about there. We plan on finishing off the move to the new servers this week and then spending time putting the new archiving system to bed. And then we're going to be rocking and rolling, folks. Stick around. I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to pull up the news. We'll be right back.
This is Mark Marshall, and I'm proud to say that my music is being played here on the 24-hour music channel at bbsradio.com, where there's anything but the mainstream, and they truly do love independent music. You can find out more about me at markmarshall.com, and stay tuned to BBS Radio.
Hi, this is Marco May, and you're listening to my song, Arabica, from my album, River of Soul. I would like to invite you to my website at marcome.com. You are now listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Robert Lee Kemp, the host of the Mr. Destiny radio show here on bbsradio.com. Tune in Monday nights on the late night section at 7:30 Pacific and 10:30 Eastern. I want to invite you to come and listen in or participate in our lively and informative shows. Would you like to know something about your special destiny? How about your personal relationships or your finances? Are you thinking of moving but not sure when or if you should? Did you just meet somebody and want to know whether or not you are compatible? Would you like to know when you will meet somebody new or have more business success? Or would you like some help understanding your life and yourself? If you answer yes to any of these questions, I may have some answers for you. Tell me your birthday and I can reveal your secrets. Maybe even secrets that you don't even know. The system I use is described in my two books, Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards, available in all major bookstores. Your birthday is the key to your birth card, and that card tells me everything about you. I invite you to come and learn more. I hope to see you then.
Hi, I'm Sylvie Avery. Join Mick and I on the Spirits Work Show for the most unique and fascinating hour of communication with the spirit world you're ever likely to hear. Every Monday at 7 p.m. PST and Thursday at 1 p.m. PST. Visit our website at www.spirit-teaching.com to find out more about us.
Okay, we're back. Thank you for staying with us. You know, folks, we have some new programs, wonderful new programs, and we're about to fill in a few more that you'll see on the schedule here within the next few days, and we're opening up another station. We're opening up another station in Blaine, Washington, and then we'll be opening up a station a couple months later, we believe, in New York. It's a little tougher to get in there, but we're giving it our all. We hope to have two more full-on stations, live in-studio stations, open this year. So that's the goal anyways, and we'll have one of them open, which will make the second one, and that'll be open August 1st. And then we'll be hopefully moving into San Francisco at the latter part of the year, but that's all going to depend on how things work out. All right. We're going to get into some of the news, I think, but I haven't even had a look at it. I don't know what's going on the TNT board. It's been so busy around here for all of us that I don't think any of us have had much time to breathe. Well, I might not be able to do it anymore on this computer. Ouch. Well, folks, if you want to know what the news is today, head over to the Trusted News Trader. You know, there's a simple way of getting there, too. TrustedNewsTrader.com. We try to get the URLs for some of these major areas throughout our website because it's easier than, like, the BBSFriends.com or, putting a URL out there, and it just makes it easier. So head on over to the TrustedNewsTrader.com. Become a part of it. It's getting to be an active little board, and you've got people there who love you, and they want to tell you the information. They want you to feel their opinion because it matters. It truly matters. And these people are, I would like to consider friends. Everybody who posts on the TNT board is a friend to BBS Radio, it seems, because, they're actively engaging other people and putting their thoughts out and bringing you information you're not going to find in other places. You might, but the TNT board's a neat little ditty where you can just head on over there, catch a snapshot, become a poster, and you're going to become addicted to it. I am. Many others have told me the same thing. You know, once they start, it becomes a passion. I mean, you do get addicted to it. So, because it's a lot of information and a lot of fun, and you get a lot of good people engaging you. And that does make it interesting. Well, if you want to call in here and help me out, because I honestly don't know what to tell you. I'm like, bleh. I can probably monotone nothing at all, spooing absolutely zero zilch over the airwaves for the next 30 minutes. It wouldn't be all that comforting to me or you, I'm sure. So why don't you give me a call at 530-876-3222. That's direct. Or give me a call on the U.S. toll-free number, which is 877-876-5227. And give me a hand here. Help me out. Talk to me. Tell me what's interesting. Anybody out there got a juicy bit of news you want to discuss that you want to have permanently archived? Telling people all about it? Give us a call. Now, there's a Canadian number. It starts with 888, but you have to go to bbsradio.com to find it. And it's not hidden, so you can find it, but it's a toll-free number for those of you who are in Canada. Haven't had all my coffee this morning, so I'm a little dry mouth. Bear with me. I'm the kind of guy who drinks about 10 pots of coffee a day. I love coffee. You know, I personally think coffee is great for you. I've been doing it for decades. As long as you drink the entire pot, within, I would say 15 minutes of brewing, you're good. Once you allow that coffee to go a little longer after that, I don't think it's that good for you. All right, we got our first caller. We're putting him on the air. Caller, welcome to the Don. Welcome to the TNT Hour. We might want to rename this show. We'll give it, you know, I don't think Wynn would mind, do you?
I don't know, but it sounds like you need a little bit of help. What can I do for you?
You can help me out. Tell me what I need to say.
Okay, well,
tell me what you want to say. Be what you say. Be what you say.
There you go. That's the only way to do it. That's the only way I know how.
This is Juliana Tibet,
yeah,
the beautiful host of Straight from the Heart, which started back. Thank God you started back with us, because I absolutely love you.
Oh, Don, thank you, darling. I can't believe you said that. Just yesterday I was saying to Christopher, I'm the mixed nut on BBSRadio.com. Everybody else talks such professional stuff and such beautiful, fluffy, wonderful stuff, and I get on there and I just rant and rave.
You know, see, your show aptly and astutely states who you are, straight from the heart. And some of the guests you've had on the past are incredible. The shows you put on are incredible. It's always warm, and it's always enlightening, and it's informational. I love it, and it comes across exactly the way you want it to.
Well, I try. I have some really incredible people coming on the show.
These professionals, they just muck it all up, don't they? You know, you over-professionalize something, and all of a sudden, nobody's understanding anything.
Oh, well, that's what I've found through it, right? You know, I always like for people to talk in words that everybody can understand, because when you start getting into deep with all these big old huge Webster dictionary words, it makes the person shut down, because what happens is if you don't understand what the words are that the person is saying, it gives the person a shy feeling or inferiority feeling or a confused feeling. And what's the sense of talking to someone if you're not going to talk, when you share something with them, if you're not going to share it in a way that they can understand it? And
I agree. There's, some of these gurus just want to talk circles around you because they can.
Exactly. Well, you see, I learned this from...
It gets them off.
I really do.
I think it gives them one of those, what does Emerald say, you know, one of those little frozen thingies?
Oh, you mean bam?
Bam.
But, you know, I learned this the way that I'm expressing myself now from when I first, I didn't know anything about spirituality or any of this stuff until a lady in 1992 gave me my first book on spirituality, and she just sat back. She just gave me a book, and she said, "Maybe you'd like to read this." And then she just sat back and smiled. And I said, "Well, what is it all about?" And she said, "Well, after you finish reading it, you let me know what you think it's all about and how you feel about it." And I read this book. It was about maybe 300 or 400 pages. And
right.
I just read it like in 2 days. I couldn't put it down. I stayed up all night till I finished it. But I learned then that when I started going out and asking people questions about things like meditation, go within, what different things that I was reading about that I really didn't understand how to do it or what it meant.
Right.
And I was going to, like, the big kahunas, you know, and they would stand there and just...
the big kahunas. Heading on over there.
They'd just stand there and look at me with this look on their face, and I would feel like a little flea, and I would say, well, oh, I'm sorry, okay, I guess you mean I need to figure this out myself. And yet, that's true. You do have to figure things out yourself, but you also need help and guidance. So, and then, by listening to you and your show, yours and Wynn's show, that's how I got to meet you. How I got to find out about BBS was James Gillian. I get his newsletters, and
yeah,
he sent out a newsletter about his show. So then I went on and listened to his show. Then I found out about your show, and I loved it. I remember the first show I listened to. The first night I heard you and Wynn, it was a show where you and Wynn got into, like, this little heated argument thing going back and forth.
I think that hasn't changed, has it?
Yeah, and then...
I don't know whether to throttle him half the time or beat him over the head or kiss him.
Then the next Saturday night, you guys came on and you were so apologetic to everybody. And I said, no. I have to call these people up and let them know that this show was absolutely fabulous. It let people know that you were real, you were one of us, and you were keeping it real, and that was the beautiful essence of it.
Oh, thank you. You see, thank you. I totally love wearing myself on my sleeve.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. But you were mentioning about all this weather and crazy stuff, too. Yeah, and the TNT board does have up some excellent reads and some really enlightening information all the time, but today
all the time
got a lot of wonderful information on what you were touching base on, and kind of seems like
I've been so busy. I had about 100 articles I was going to post, but I haven't been able to do it in the last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you'll catch up. You know, people are going. That's great, because you know everybody keeps coming back every day to see that extra stuff, so that's all good. And it kind of seems like Mr. Benjamin Fulford is maybe not too crazy after all.
Maybe not too. Maybe he's just trying to keep a little crazy away from him for a while. Because, you know, I mean, I tend to, look, when I listen to the guy, do I think he has a bad intent? No. I don't think he's in it to hurt people. I don't think his intentions are wrong. Now, does he have all the facts that are at his disposal? Well, he's got different facts. I don't know what it all means because he's an enigma to me. I still haven't figured that. Same with Alex Jones. Everybody tells me, oh, he's a CI operative. Or he's, and then I hear, look, I'm not going to tell you what from some of the things I hear, only because they're said in confidence. But from the regular folk, I hear interesting things along that line, or from other websites, about other websites. And you know what I do? You know how I figure it all out? I go there and I read their stories and I try to feel their intent, their truthfulness, and their heart.
That's what I do too.
Care what anybody tells me about these people. If they're waking me up,
that's right.
I want to kiss M. You know what I mean? I want to kiss their butt.
Definitely.
Because they are part of the crew that's helping change things. And I don't know out there what anymore is disinformation and what isn't. Because that disinformation comes from the highest levels, folks. And some of it's meant to take you down a rabbit hole.
Exactly.
With no end. Or maybe with 10 different wrong ends.
Exactly. And we've been lied to for so long, it has made us like little skittish fish in a pool that's been chased.
Well, that's the key.
You know?
Because
so
now we don't believe any of them.
Right. We're not sure who to believe or what to believe anymore.
Right.
But that thing that you talk about, going and seeing, reading, and then feeling how it feels in your heart, how it feels right in your solar plexus. Usually I find things that make me feel like right in the pit of my stomach. If I read something and right in the pit of my stomach, I get a really nauseated feeling, or I get a feeling of unbalancedness within my energy field, I know that something just isn't right.
Right, exactly. And then you can go about, you know, right on. That's what I do. And if it feels like there's a jar there and I'm going, I might even sit and ask, do a little meditation. I'll always get my answer that I'm looking for.
Another thing you were saying a while ago, too, that you said you didn't think things were going to be too long before something was going to happen. There's a new Benjamin Fulford report that came out on May 31st that's posted on your TNT board today.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, and he's saying the same thing in there.
Yeah, something's up. Something. We all feel it. We don't. I mean, we can deny it.
Right.
Say, well, I don't know. But if you really check your energy field, energy body a little bit, kind of tap into that a little bit, you feel things are, it's almost like the prediction bots. I mean, something's around, it has been for a while.
Maybe,
but it just seems like it's coming closer.
Exactly. And all these folks, Alex Jones, Benjamin Fulford.
Jeff Rentz.
Yes, I bless them. I thank them from the bottom of my heart. Personally, I feel that they are doing an incredible service to humanity because they're waking up. I thank them. I respect them and I honor them because it's people like them that are waking the people up. So when someone says to me something maybe negative about these people, I say, whoa, wait a minute. They are some of your greatest teachers. Be grateful you have them, because without them, you'd still be asleep, and you'd still be a slave, and you wouldn't even know it.
I agree.
Yeah. So it's wonderful, and that's what you're doing. Thank you.
Oh, you know, see, I love to be here. You don't have to thank me.
That's right. Well, that's what it's all about, you know. If we love our world, if we love our country, if we love the people and all of God's creations, what are you going to do? Are you just going to sit down there and be quiet and be afraid? Or are you going to try and make a positive difference in the world? I mean, what's the difference? If you sit there and be afraid of them killing you. Well, they're killing us anyhow. They're putting it in our foods, in our water, in our air. I mean, and this isn't me saying this. This is people that are way bigger than me that is coming across and giving this information. I'm just a little flea on a dog's butt. I'm no big deal, but I'm paying attention. And if you respect the earth, you respect all God's creations, you just can't sit there and be afraid and not try and do something, because this is all wrong.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Well,
1,000%, sweetheart.
My dear friend, I'm going to leave you
Tell the audience when your show is. This is one they want to be listening to.
Okay. My show comes on every other Saturday. My next show is scheduled for June 14th, and the show is called Straight from the Heart, and it comes on at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time or 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's on Station 1. And just listen in. You'll hear me on there. I'm pretty much like Don. Sometimes I have a guest, and sometimes I don't have a guest, and if I don't have a guest, you'll just hear me talking from my heart. And that's pretty much what it's all about, because I love humanity, and I'm trying to help in my small little way. Thanks, Don.
Hey, thanks for being a part of all this. Thank you.
Love you, too. Talk to you soon.
Okay,
bye.
Folks, there you have it. Juliana, Straight from the Heart. Every other Saturday, don't forget to tune in. Tell your friends about it, okay? You'll love it. I love it. If I love it, you probably love it. You know, there was another website that I really like people to check out. I mean, I really like this website. It's called whatreallyhappened.com. No, it's not whatdoesitmean.com. No, it's whatreallyhappened.com. Okay, don't get the two confused. And this one seems to be run by a guy who's got his head on straight. And, you know, I've always liked this website. I've always liked the man behind it. It just seems like he's credible. He doesn't blow smoke in his news reports. And he always posts these fantastic comments. And these comments are borne by a guy who actually seems to have a lot of wonderful information and seems to read it all before he posts. I like that about a guy. I like a person who actually checks the information, reads it through, and then makes a comment. I try to do that whenever I can, just so that people, you know, have my flavor in the post. And it's always wonderful when people do that to their news posts. But he seems to be fabulous at that. That's Mike Rivero. And anyways, head on over there, whatreallyhappened.com. He's also on GCN Radio. And Jeff, of course, Jeff Rentz, his website it's interesting. If you don't believe me, try this. Go to whatreallyhappened.com. You'll see a pretty good Alexa score. They have a pretty good Market Leap ranking, pretty good ranking. They got a little weight, and you see these two companies, and one takes one side on Obama, and the other takes the other. I think Mike Rivero and whatreallyhappened.com seems to think Obama's the key, whereas Jeff Rentz and Rentz.com seem to think Obama's not all that. Now, what do I think? Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think the guy has a healthy head on him. I think he's intelligent. I think the man might just make a good president, only because out of the main contenders, he's it. Now, Ron Paul's the best, bar none. No questions asked. None. But on the Democratic ticket, you know, I would have to say Obama would be the best choice on the Democratic ticket. We all know it, but do I like the guy? Well, I'm out to lunch on this guy, folks. He rose through the ranks so fast. He was bestseller so quick. He was the major media, mainstream media's icon. Whether they talked bad about him or good, they gave him more press coverage than everybody. I mean, just about he has it all. Now, why is that? When I look at mainstream media, I know they're corrupt. You know, I think they're trying to bamboozle people and make the elections go the way they want to, at least the money behind them. So when they do that to somebody, I'm already a little worried. Okay? And then when they try to remove the only man from the elections through absconding with the votes or with not giving him any representation or not allowing him in at the conventions or whatever the case is, when they totally do that to a guy like Ron Paul, I know he's the guy. But why would they jump so heavy into Obama? And why does Obama and Hillary never really discuss things that I find are so important? Like this banking class, this criminal class, the elite of the bankers, why are they causing so much suffering and destruction? You know? And what are we doing about that here in our own country? Don't you think that's important? Don't you think that's kind of like the lead-off for the whole economy and how people suffer and not get food and natural resources and the rights of just the natural things that they have a right to? Water, shelter, clothing, food, you know? So, I don't know. You know, it worries me because the real issues don't come out that like, you know, we have a 9/11, we have a group, an inside group in our government that's helped this situation through 9/11 and everything beyond occur to this country. And it seems to be a cartel. And they're backed by a lot of money because the big money can do a lot. But it seems that this is part of the dealio. Now, I want to talk about those issues. I want to know why we have spies, we have people from other governments and other corporations controlling our government. The money supply is being used against us, and all the markets are being used against the average citizen. And why big pharma and big energy is doing what they're doing. It doesn't make sense to throw bunches of depleted uranium in the air and poison all the waters like they're doing and send all this crap into our waterways so it affects the plant life and the animal life and gives them weird hormones. Now, it's a little too much for me to think that somebody who doesn't talk about those issues when it's mass murder on a global scale and when it seems to be run by the money. I want to know. I want the bums out of this country. I want to do what Russia did, and I want to boot out the banking system the way it is because it's killing us. And it's hiding all these variables and facts from us throughout the world when it comes to these big major corporations that have sealed their fate with the government and the military. You know? And all run by foreign interests. And we don't even know if the people in high office that were elected there are even from this country, some of them, when they claim to be. Or who they are because they falsify data. They have access to all the records of all the people and their own declassified records, and they alter it. I mean, come on, folks. It seems to be a snow job, and I don't like it. And I'm a regular guy with regular issues and a regular life. And I'm just a regular Joe walking around, looking around, going, So if I come at it from the ordinary point of view of who is Obama? Well, now I got to look at who's backing him. Where's he getting his money? Right? Where's his money coming in? How come he's got so much press and coverage and all the wonderful good stuff? Why? Who? Where's he getting that? And then I look at his camp and who he's surrounding himself with, and I go, I don't know. I don't know. It seems like that's a banking situation again. Media banking, avoiding the big issues. So, no. I don't think he'd make a good president. I really don't. But if you look at the Democratic ticket and you would say who's going to become president, I would have to give it to him. He'd be the best candidate. That's where you got me. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I want Ron Paul in. That man, I mean, he's the guy trying to make change happen on a massive scale. Massive. You know, I mean, think of who we got. They're trying to shut Ron Paul out and he's still running. And half the people wonder that he's not, but he is. Now, how do you count out a guy before the, I mean, look who is across from him. McCain. Nobody, in my opinion, ever wanted him. That's a lark. That's just absurdity. I didn't want to go there because it's just too absurd. We all know it. Everybody, I think, knows that. So, Ron Paul is the man. Can he win? Yeah. Will he win? I'm betting on it, and I'm donating. And, you know, we've tried to help as best we can, and we'll keep doing that. I think he's the only man for the job at this point, because he's going to address issues that others will not. Avoiding is lying when it comes to your death. Right? If I'm going to avoid telling you something that's going to lead to your death, don't you think somehow I lied to you? No? Anybody? I mean, that's the ultimate lie. Whoa. So if people do have information out there, I think they have a responsibility and obligation to life. To the greater life there is, which also encompasses themselves. And I really, truly believe they have an extreme obligation to bring forth the truth as they see it, honestly, from their heart. And I think there are many in the FBI that are doing that. I really do, guys. I think there's some good people out there. I think there's many in various operations that are more headed up by Homeland Security that may not be, like maybe the CIA. Now, do I think there's divisions in there that are trying to do great things? You bet I do. Again, it's not all corrupt folks. It's the few who want it to look like the many are as sick as they are. Don't think they are. Just don't believe it. Not going to convince me that the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket because the many that are in power want it that way. No, the few. The many are catching on, and even the few realize that under this kind of a situation, they don't stand a chance. They don't even stand a chance. And what's truly paralyzing to me is the fact that if they understood that they could have their cake and eat it too, and so could we all, and so say we all, then they'd get it. You know, as we modernize, if we want to do it the right way, and we start being loving and giving throughout the planet in an extreme way, all of us will have way more than we need, way more than we want, and it'll be global. That's a new world order. You know? I think that is the way of it, and, you know, the longer the few that are in these levels of government and divisions of government and secret corporations and groups and, you know, who cares? Go play it in Mickey Mouse's clubhouse. Don't care. What did you call your cult? Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or whatever? All right, whatever. You know, oh, this secret, that. We're smarter than you. We know more. You know, that kind of mentality is ending. And these people that do have the ability, they have the responsibility. And so I hope to see a lot more people coming out and talking about not just what's going on, but ways, you know, we can see to address these problems and fix them. But first, you know, you have to remove the people that are causing the destruction, because they're going to keep doing it. And it's hard to get on an even keel when you're starting on a slant. So there's some things we need to address, and Ron Paul, I think, is addressing them, and I think we should all give him our support. You know, we can be, in the next few decades, I think we could be in a situation where there is no starvation, no disease. People have enough food to eat and water to drink and clean air to breathe. I think society can do it. If the few with the money would get together with the many to see how much we could create together, I think we would have this whole ecosystem and all the pollution, everything else, turned around in a matter of years. I think we could, I mean, we don't need extraterrestrial help, folks. We could do it ourselves. We just got to start working together, thinking together, loving together, and being compassionate. Because that's the age we're in, and that's what I'm going to leave you with. Don't forget to tune in next Monday. I'll be here at the same time, same place. This Wednesday, of course, Don Nikoloff does the TNT Hour, 1 p.m. Pacific, Station 1. Don't miss it. He's always fantastic. Next up, we have Miracles Happen. Dreams do come true. They are coming true. And this lady's going to show you, so stick around.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.